Corey Wilhelm.
And Beth Todd, and we're visiting local businesses to poll customers and employees about their opinions regarding a proposed bill that would allow the sale of liquor and wine in supermarkets. Advocates of the bill claim that it will increase state revenue by $160 million.
How do you feel about supermarkets selling liquor and wine?
I don't feel that it's any different than selling beer in the supermarket.
Okay, and if supermarkets sold liquor and wine, where would you buy it?
I would buy it while I was in the supermarket.
I think that it's just another case of big box stores taking over small businesses. And I don't shop at Walmart and places like that now, and I don't want to shop in a place like that for my wine or liquor purchases.
I think that would be a good thing from my experience. I know it's going to put somebody out of the job, probably.
And you know, you said you're from Europe, and
yeah.
They do that already?
Yes, they do that already for years.
Mm-hmm. So do they have a large variety in small towns?
It's a trade between variety and availability.
I am kind of on the fence on it, because when I lived in California, the wine and all the liquor could be in the supermarket, as it was a one-stop shop.
Where would you shop?
I would actually go to the liquor store.
I'm against it.
I really don't think that the supermarket should sell it at all. To me, it's a specialty item that really doesn't need to be in a grocery store.
I said at first that it was going to support New York State wineries, but it turns out that they do not, in fact, produce enough to supply both supermarkets and the stores that they currently do. Also, it would probably put me out of a job.
This is a controversial topic. So controversial, in fact, one wine store employee was uncomfortable speaking about the issue and did not give us permission to record her. Those we did talk to expressed mixed feelings, proving that you just can't please everyone.